We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our family member on the line, friend to the room. N-O-R-E, Nori. Good morning.
Good morning, man. You know, I'm up every morning listening to y'all, just so y'all know. To keep my skills sharp.
Well, we appreciate you for checking in.
Nori said he wanted to call in. What's the word, Nori? Talk to us.
You know, I just want to be honest. I support freedom of speech. I support anybody, you know, not being censored, but I do not support anybody being hurt. I did not realize that the George Floyd statement on my show was so hurtful. And you got to realize, it was the first 5 minutes of the show. Like, when he walked in, he told my producer, he said that if he'll stop filming, that he'll walk out. So I didn't want a Birdman moment. I didn't want a Birdman moment with y'all, like, you know, where Birdman walked out. So I wanted the man to speak. But later on, like, I actually checked him about the George Floyd's comments. I actually checked him about the White Lives Matter. But it was so later in the episode, and it was so, like, you know, I was already inebriated at that time that maybe people looked over it. Mm-hmm. But I apologize to the George Floyd family. I apologize to anybody that was hurt by Kanye West's comments. Although I do support free speech, I am black. And I'm with Tamika Mallory. I'm with Until Freedom. I'm with Mike Son. That's who I am. In fact, I called Mike Son and asked for a shirt because that's what I wanted to have on when Kanye said he was coming through here. We actually posted it and then saw that this was the wrong edit, took it down, and then it got reposted again with those same comments that was there. So it was a mistake on our behalf, on our team behalf, because we don't edit nothing. I think MV done Drink Champs, Charlamagne has done Drink Champs, and we literally don't edit nothing. But we will start from here on out because we understand that there's people that's hurt out there.
Yeah, so, I think it's not a freedom of speech thing, nor it's more like a misinformation.
It's not a misinformation. It's a lie.
It's not a lie.
What he said about George Floyd was a lie. What Kanye West said about George Floyd dying of fentanyl and not the physical impact of the officer Derek Chauvin was just a bold-faced lie.
And by the way, guys, you know, I'm not. This is not Think Champs. This is Drink Champs. You know what I'm saying? This is not Political Champs. This is Green Drink Champs. So we purposely don't bring up politics. We purposely don't bring up religion because of this. And I disagreed with Kanye. I felt like I should have said something a lot earlier. I didn't because I didn't want him to walk out. I didn't want to have a Birdman moment.
So Nori, you know, people would say that, you know, we're talking to Nori from Drink Champs, of course, who just released the interview with Kanye. People would say, well, why do the interview at all? Especially with all the hate speech that he's been spewing the last couple of days. And, you know, he's been...
You had Tucker Carlson edit out all his anti-Semitic comments. You saw the shop
interview.
Say that they wasn't going to put out the hate speech. We saw all of the things mm-hmm. Kanye was texting and, I mean, tweeting and everything else. Why even do the interview at all?
Why even do the interview?
You know, that's a great question. And the thing is, you know, that's like people talking about Charlemagne. People talk about Charlemagne and say Charlemagne is an asshole. Charlemagne is a dick. But then Charlemagne doesn't show that to me. So I gotta treat Charlemagne how Charlemagne treats me. If Charlemagne treats me like a gentleman, then I'ma think Charlemagne is a gentleman. I don't understand Charlemagne's rhetoric when he's not around me. You understand what I'm saying? And that's pretty clearly what it was. I did not think. And other than the George Floyd comment, I thought I conducted a very great interview. You know what I'm saying? I thought that he laughed, he smiled, he drank, he smoked. You know, this was 8 o'clock in the morning
don't say that though, because he still said a lot of anti-Semitic rhetoric in the interview as well. You know what I mean?
And if you look, by the way, I had four Jewish people there. Steve Rifkin was in the room. Steve Rifkin, who signed the Wu-Tang Clan, was in the room. My friend Eric, who is Jewish, is in the room. My friend Diego, who is Jewish, was in the room. And I looked at them to tell them, like, yo, tell me whenever he's going across the line. And they're looking and they're saying, okay, we understand where he's coming from. But none of it, I don't support none of it. I don't support the George Floyd comments. I don't support the anti-Semitic. That's all I have is Jewish friends. All I have is Black friends. That's it.
Nori, I was going to ask you, when it comes to these George Floyd comments, we see the family may be suing. Is that going to include you in this lawsuit? Did you hear about that?
I definitely heard about it. And this is the reason why I'm stepping up, is because it's not even about suing or the money. It's about the hurtful thing, man. You know what I mean? I was locked down. I was I was a supporter of the George Floyd movement. I saw that video, too. You know what I mean? Like, I seen that cop's knee on his neck. I seen him calling out for whoever, so I'm embarrassed of myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I've done these interviews before, where I come back and I redeem myself. And then on this one, I waited too long. I waited too long to actually address him. I spoke to Kanye yesterday morning. I told him I'm gonna do this, but I'm also gonna, you know, refute these comments, because I was disgusted by it, as if I wasn't even in the room when I heard it. When I heard it, I was like, wait a minute. Damn, I was there. And again, I'm just trying to be a journalist. I'm saying, you know what? We just won an award. I want people to know that we won the award because we deserve it. So I'm sitting there thinking about it. I heard Steven Jackson say something about me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going back at Steven Jackson. I'm not going to make a rebuttal. I'm going to tell that brother you're right, because I should have checked him. I should have. And I eventually did. But by the time I checked him, I was already inebriated. So you're not hearing the sincerity in my voice. But even if you go look at it, you can see that Nori is very serious. It's just that Nori is also drunk at the same time. Now, and it's called Drink Champs. It's not called Politic Champs.
What are you going to do to move forward? Nori, are there other interviews that you plan to do to kind of combat this? What do you plan to do? Because I see you reaching out on Twitter to people that you feel like need to come up. Sean King, you know, Dr.
Sean King. I want Sean King to come up. I want Dr. Umar. I want Talib Kweli. I want David Banner. I want Killer Mike, because they all know where my heart is. They all know that I'm on Black Twitter. They all know I'm on them Black, you know, Until Freedom group chats. They all know that. You know what I'm saying? The fact is, I did fail.
I don't want to see Drink Champs go down that path. I like Drink Champs being the happy podcast mm-hmm. that it is. And what you tried to yeah. do, what you tried to do was give hip hop culture a voice. But the reality is, he don't need that right now. That's not what we should be giving a voice to right now. That we shouldn't have had Kanye on the platform to begin with. Not at a time like this with the rhetoric that he's spewing. Nah.
Well, yeah, I agree. I agree. I really did try. I try to give him a voice. I try to give him a platform. I try to do that. But, you know, I realize my political stance may not be correct. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You say it wasn't the right place. What about, did Puff reach out to you?
You know, I'll tell you this. At first, I was disappointed in Brother Love because Brother Love called me and said, well, did he diss me? And I was just like, wait a minute. You know, this is so much bigger than you. And then he called me back and he said, you know what? Let's support free speech. Let's support free thinking. Let's support it. And
it's not free thinking, though. That's the other thing we got to stop saying. It's not free thinking when all you're doing is repeating white supremacist talking points. You're repeating black Israelite talking points. Like, Kanye West is not a free thinker. We got to stop saying that. There's nothing free about his thoughts at all.
What's crazy about it is I don't even think he believed that. You know what I'm saying?
That's my point. He's saying everything he's heard other people already say. That's not free thinking.
Like, I think he supports the wow factor. Like the fact that you, mm-hmm. he can have a Confederate flag on, people go, mm-hmm. people go wow, and then you can have a MAGA hat on, people go wow. But then you ask him, do you promote this Confederacy? Do you promote the Trump campaign? And then you ask him, and he won't even give you something about the Trump campaign. He won't even tell you. It's because I think that it's the wow factor, and I think that's the reason why we've been supporting him for so long, whether it's been the sneakers. But it's been whatever. Don't get it wrong. I love Kanye West. I love Kanye. Kanye has done things for me. You know, he's really a great person. The ideology about, you know, black people and Jewish people is not correct. The sentiment that he said about George Floyd mm-hmm. is not correct. And I do not stand by him when it comes to that.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I just don't want to give up on him. I wouldn't give up on you, Envy. Envy, you told me you voted for $1 million worth of game on BET Awards. I don't want to give up on Envy. I know Envy is lost right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that. I know that he might be taking, you know, Serve on the low. I'm not sure. But I can't give up on Envy. That's my brother.
But you can tell your brother when he's wrong, though.
Absolutely.
I definitely told him he was wrong. And I definitely told Envy that when you use clips of Boosie and you don't shout out Drink Champs, it hurts us.
I try to shout you out all the time, Nori. Let me ask you this. Do you think that Kanye is having some type of breakdown? Because I know people talk about his mental health, and people around him, they say, are very concerned about his mental health. What are your thoughts?
Yes, I do believe he's having a mental breakdown. But then I got to be honest with you. I can have a straight conversation with him, and he'll talk to me with nothing but sense.
Kanye knows exactly what he's doing, y'all. I don't know why we keep trying to shoot him all his bail. Kanye knows exactly what he's doing. And by the way, two things can be true. You can be dealing with mental health issues and you can be a bigot. You can be dealing with mental health issues and be a black white supremacist. You can be dealing with mental health issues and still be lying on how George Floyd got killed.
Yeah, and also they were saying that Candace Owens has a huge influence and in part of everything he's saying. Do you agree with that as well?
I don't agree with anybody or with this ideology. I can't say this Candace Owens. I can't say it's Trump. I gotta say this is the woke factor. This is the is factor. It's like he gets a kick out of doing something that you say is wrong.
Being a contrarian. A lot of people like being a contrarian because it gets attention.
And by the way, did you see that even Donald Trump says Kanye West is acting too crazy and needs help?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I said. I
got to
step up. Hold on.
Yeah, listen, let's put a bow on it, Nori. You feel like you made a mistake with the Kanye interview.
Yes.
That's number one.
1,000,000%. And 1,000,000%. And by the way, I could come on here and say, guess what, guys? That's how Kanye thinks, and that's it. And guess what? People will forgive me and let me get away with that. But that's not what I'm doing. I failed my people. I feel like I failed my people. This is what I wanted to do. Charlamagne didn't call me and say, call up the Breakfast Club. I called Charlamagne and said, I would like to apologize to my people because after me hearing it, because I don't watch my own interviews, by the way. I'm that great. You know what I mean? I'm that great that I don't watch my own interviews. But when I watched this one, I cringed. I cringed, and I felt terrible. So I have to say sorry. I have to say sorry to anybody that was hurt by his rhetoric, anybody that was hurt by his speech, anybody that was hurt. I want to apologize to George Floyd family. I want to apologize to Steven Jackson. I want to apologize to everybody that was hurt for me letting a man say something on my platform. Because, by the way, contrary to popular belief, we own Drink Champs. We own our IPO. So
that's right.
The person to blame is us. I'm not going to blame EFN. I'm not going to blame Puff Daddy, as you guys asked me earlier. I'm actually going to say, you know what? 6 years of this, I don't have the excuse that I'm not a journalist. I have responsibility that I have to come and I have to say I'm sorry because my people support me. So I do not want my people feeling like that I didn't step up at the time. But if you watch the whole 3-hour, 38-minute interview, I represent for George Floyd 5, 6, 7 times. I represent for black people 5, 6, 7 times.
Well, Nori, like I told you, you should have put all that out first then, by the way.
I did. You know what it is, Charlamagne? Baller Alert came and they took the clip and then they ran with it. I can't be mad at Baller Alert when they're taking the clip now that's working against me, because I'd be happy at Baller Alert when they take a clip that works with me.
Right.
You understand? So I couldn't really do it. I had to die by the sword.
Nori, as your friend and as your business partner, I told you last week, don't do this. It's not worth the trouble.
You did.
I told you this twice before.
You did.
Well, Nori, we appreciate you for checking in, bro.
Hold on, Envy. I did not know he was going to go there, Charlamagne.
You had to know, Nori. You've been doing it all week.
No. Nah, I just did. By the way, if you watch the interview, there's a certain respect that you can see that Kanye has for me. There's a certain respect that you can see I have for Kanye. So I did not think that this rhetoric went over my head. But bottom line, to anybody that was hurt, I apologize. I'm moving forward. We're dropping Takeoff and Quavo this week. I apologize for. I know I'm not until freedom. I know I'm not. I know people don't look at me like my son, but my heart is my son. You know what I'm saying? My heart is Tamika. You know what I'm saying? So, but for next time, I'm going to listen to you, Charlamagne, and I'm not going to have this on. Or if it's going to have it on, I'm going to address it at the timely fashion that it deserves to be addressed. So for anybody that was hurt by Kanye's comment, I'm not apologizing for Kanye, but I'm apologizing for his speech. I'm apologizing for
you're apologizing for having him on. You are. You're apologizing for having him on.
Yeah, me. Yes. I don't know if he's apologetic. I know he's apologetic because I spoke to him yesterday morning, and he was like, "Yo, I think that part was supposed to go out," and I said, "Yes." It was supposed to go out. So,
is it out now, or is it still in the interview that's posted?
I have no idea because, like I said, I don't really watch my own.
I mean, I would still take it out.
I tried to take it out like again, and
I think y'all should take the whole thing down, man.
I think that's where we're coming to. We're coming to the conclusion of what we're gonna do, how we're gonna move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I still respect freedom of speech. I think freedom of speech should be free, but I think that this is the limit where we kind of went too far, where he kind of went too far, and we are responsible because we let it on our platform. I'm embarrassed. I do not stand by any rhetoric like that, but I want to apologize for even being stupid enough to not watch this episode prior to it coming out. So I'm truly sorry.
We love you, Nano.
Thank you, Nori.
Yes, thank y'all. All right, one love, y'all.
Peace. All right, brother.
Peace.
All right, that was Nori, Drink Champ.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.